if you guys are going to win at the level that you guys want to win, what's the importance of you making that jump?
I think it's, I think it's a big part of, our push, for myself. There's always room to grow and get better. It's no secret. I've said there's things I need to continue to build and work on. So for me, it's about doing that, making that jump, doing the things necessary. And, it's been the work that I've been putting in from the time we lost until now. But it's also not being too hard on myself, because there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, may start off strong, may start off slow. But at the end of the day, it's just keeping and trusting the work that you put in. For us to get to that next level, I'm going to have to, like you said, take that jump in and just be ready. I'm ready for it mentally, physically. So now I just got to go out there and do it. And I think that's for myself and for my teammates. They trust me. I trust myself. My coaches trust me. So it makes my job easier when you have the support system that I've had since I got here. And I just got to go out there and do it.
When you talk about that jump, what does that look like?
There's a few things. I mean, I think the biggest thing for me right now is efficiency. I think, and that's not necessarily saying that from a field goal percentage standpoint. I think just, when I'm on the floor, controlling the game, defensively, offensively, being able to communicate, be vocal, but as well as taking, being efficient with shots too. I think that's a lot of it for me, just becoming the best leader I can be. I think as a whole, my game is improved, but there's definitely things I see, that I can continue to make the jump. My teammates have seen it. I'm making an effort, a conscious effort to get better at that way. I can be a more all-around player, more all-around leader. Not to say that I haven't been, but I think I'm always hard on myself with that type of stuff. So I think that's really what it looks like for myself.
Is there anyone watching for those guys?
Yeah, I look at, and I respect Dame Lillard, for what he's done in Portland. There's a lot of times, with the teams that he's had, the stuff that he's been able to do, individually as well as collectively, he's never made excuses. Not to say that they've been bad or anything. They made the conference finals and stuff like that, but he's been able to. He's a guy that I look at. It's like, man, like he's able to make that jump, and that's what, I kind of look at myself being able to make that jump. Dwayne's done it in his career, and it's great to have him, I can kind of talk to. And obviously, he won a championship in his third year. But, for me, those are two guys I kind of look at who's been able to just increase, just be great leaders, smart on the ball, smart off the ball, smart defensively, being able to communicate. I think the biggest part is communication, being able to speak and as well as do. I think that's one thing I've really wanted to focus on. If I'm going to say we got to play defense, I got to go out there and fucking play defense. So, I think that's been my biggest thing is watching those guys. And I really watch a lot of guys throughout the league. I may not say nothing, or I just kind of notice it, and pick things up from each individual player and kind of add it to my own.
I guess along the lines of trying to get better. I mean, mm-hmm. you were the top scorer 2 years ago in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And you had like a 40-point triple double in the last game. What are you supposed to do to get better? What does that look like?
I think, there's a lot of things I could name. I think the first and foremost, I think my defense is something that I've honed in on and will continue to hone in on. And like I said, it's not all going to just – Wednesday's going to come and it's not just going to be like, boom. It's going to be building and about taking time and getting through it. But I think for me, it's easy to look at the stats and say, what else can you do? There's a lot more. We haven't won. I think that's the biggest thing. We can win. We have a group that can win and that wants to win, and it's a matter of doing that. The stats are great. And all, but ultimately, we're all judged on the end goal, the ring, And I think, it's great to have those stats and whatever, but we lost in six games, And I think for me, I think just being able to be the best leader and understanding that, we all have that same mindset, go out there and just continue to work on my development mentally, physically, whether it's shooting, passing, footwork, defense, like that's really all it comes down to. Because, at the end of the day, I know what I can get to. I know I can get to my stuff. I know what we can get to. But, it's how do we do it that much better? How do we do it when we're tired? How do we do it on the third game in four nights? That's the stuff that, you look at on the long road trips in February, March, when the dog days really. And that's because it's easy to do it, early. It's easy to do it when everything's, bright lights, but it's a cold day in a certain city, and there's only 2,000 people in the crowd. Are you still going to have that same, focus and adrenaline? Focus to go out there and do little things.
We were talking about this earlier, so I want to get your take on it. You had a lot of opportunity in your rookie season, right? I mean, not having – there was kind of this open spot at the shooting guard spot. And I'm curious how you think maybe you would have developed differently, or that, you know, your career would have gone differently if, like, there was someone in front of you who allowed you, maybe a six man or, you know, whatever.
Right. It's funny. That's funny you speaking about that. I was talking about this with somebody the other day. Like, you know, my goal, I think I told you guys, my goal when I came here was just to crack the rotation, you know, and like 6 points and just be a defensive, like, force. Fortunately, you know, God presented an opportunity for me and I was ready for it. But, you know, I think it might have been a little different. You know, people, wherever I go, they say, oh, you know, Detroit should have picked you, or this should have picked you, or whatever. But, like, you know, I don't think I would be who I am. You know, I think I'm fortunate enough to be able to be where I'm at because of the situation that I was in. You know, maybe if Gordon stays, what was it, five years ago, situation's different. It's his team, rightfully so. He's an all-star, you know. I think certain guys go down, there's opportunities, and that happens with a lot of things. You look at Tom Brady, for example, you know, but for me, I'm thankful, you know, for what happened. And God, like I said, there was an opportunity there, and I was able to take it. But there are definitely times where I look at, like, man, it's just like one little thing that could have happened that changes the trajectory of everything in my, not only my career, but my life. You know what I mean? So I think it's definitely one of those moments where you look back and you're just blessed and honored to be in a position, but continuing to work, you know, and just being ready for every time we play.
Kind of a follow-up to that. Quinn, over the last few years, has been pretty consistent with the Miami rotation. Right now, you could argue maybe Jared, like, 10th guy. When you look at what he's done at this point, you feel like he's ready right away to step in. Like, he's going to be rotation ready.
Yeah, I think so. I think for us, it's just, for him, it's just a matter of, one, knowing the plays. You know, because at the end of the day, I was the same way, you know, didn't know the play. So I was like, all right, just set a screen and I'll figure it out from there. And he's talented enough to get to score. So figuring out the plays, and it's a lot, you know, to be able to have to do that at a young age and figuring out, we have a lot of them. And a lot of our stuff is read based once he figures that out, and then he's being a little more better defensively. Outside of that, you look what he's done in preseason, he's what he's doing in practice. Like, he's talented and he's ready to go. But, you know, it's going to be a process. You know, like I said, it's really the same with, you know, my own development. My rookie year, I didn't really start out strong and then ended it, you know, phenomenally. The second year, I started out not that great and continued to push. So it may come out. He may be brilliant, you know, to start the year. He may go through that little rookie wall, you know. But the biggest thing I've told him is just be ready, just be patient, you know, because, like I said, he may be in a situation where it's like, here, you may be able to go, may have to sit for a little bit, like, but just be ready for your opportunity. And he's like, he's great. You know, he's always positive, always happy and energetic. And it's different when you go from school where you're kind of the guy where you get the ball late to come in here where it's not necessarily the case, because we have guys that handle the ball and do different things. But, you know, I think for him, he'll be ready with whatever role he has. And I think he'll make an impact for sure. Him and Trent, you know, have been phenomenal since they both got here. So it'll be good.
You came across the middle, right to left, and you kind of stepped back in the lane, hit like a it looked new. Like, was that something new? And then, if it is, how do you know when something that you've worked on is ready, or how does he go about that process?
I think, well, yes, it is new. I think for me, just because it happened once doesn't mean I've got it. You know, and I think that's where a lot of players kind of fall into that trap where it's like, oh, I did it once, I got it, I have to work on it again. You know, I know you've seen it. I work them off the dribble threes every day. Just because I shoot a high percentage of them doesn't mean I got it. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter if I do it once. So for me, it's, one, can I replicate the move? Because sometimes I do stuff that I'm like, oh, shoot, like, I just did it. You know what I mean? But there's times where you continue to work on it, getting your balance, getting your footwork right, like I was talking about before. Like, those are the levels that I'm trying to, you know, get to be the player that I want to be at the end of the day. And a move like that, you know, it's all about footwork, all about positioning, getting your balance right. And those come with stuff you do in the weight room. Like, that move doesn't just happen on the floor. It happens with your footwork. It happens with the stuff to do in the weight room, you know, being able to have balance to take that shot. Like, those are the things that I continuously work on to try and better myself. But just because I hit it once doesn't mean, like, I got it figured out. And I'm really routine-based. I'm doing those pretty much every day.
Did you have a relationship with Irv Rowland before he came
here? Yeah. I've known Irv, about 5 years or so. He was the assistant over in Houston Houston. And, you know, he's been around. He's worked guys out, like myself. He's worked me out before. He's worked Trey out, Trae Young, Kyrie Irving, like all the guys, James Harden, Russell Westbrook. So he's great. You know, he's a great basketball mind, knows how to develop players, but also, you know, he's getting into coaching, you know, and he's not getting into coaching, but he's been a coach. He understands certain things, but also here, it's different here. You know, we're more system based, and it's different than when he was in Houston, different when he was in Phoenix. So it's a, I'm glad to have him on staff. I think we all are. He's been great, you know, working on myself, me, A, Jerry, like he's just, you know, ready for anything. So we're happy to have him.
He's also, I mean, he's got a really real connection and
yeah.
He does a lot of activism and stuff. I don't know if that has come up or if he's talked to anyone about that.
Yeah, we've spoke about stuff like that, man, for a while. It's even before, you know, he came here. He's very passionate. You know, he's very, you know, and he is a huge voice, I should say, as far as speaking for our people and being an activist, you know, and I respect him for that. We actually were in, where were we at? We were in New York with Breonna Taylor's family. At a protest together. This was a year ago or so. And just be, he's always asking me, like, you know, just kind of giving me tips on what he sees. He's older, you know, and I always like to ask questions about stuff that I don't know. And what he's kind of a guy who studies this stuff, and he's been big and using his voice, being able to travel, you know, and be able to go to different cities and make sure people are taken care of, make sure cities and family are taken care of. And, you know, I respect that about him more than just him as a basketball coach, you know, as a basketball coach and what he does. Like he's a guy that's really standing on the front lines and doing it as well as speaking about it.
Well, put yourself in your mom's shoes and in the Eric's parents' shoes. From their perspective, what do you think it's going to be like for them to not only see you, to see you and Eric in the same uniform on Wednesday?
I think my mom and his mom probably cry for sure, because it's crazy when, you know, you sit back and you think about, like, you know, that's the same kid we would go on the FDR to practice every day, sit in 2.5 hour traffic on Fridays just to practice for an hour and a half, and then come all the way back to Westchester for 2.5 hours, and we would rotate who would drive whose parents. I still remember the same McDonald's we would stop on off the Bronx River Parkway. Still remember going to his house, playing him in 2K, like I told you, with Rudy Gay. Like, there's so many different things. We've been, like, literally through everything together, and as a group, as a family, but as, like, brothers as well. And I think that's something that it'll be a little emotional. It's still weird, you know, seeing him every day. You know, like, it's kind of like this is just, it feels weird, but like in a good way. It's like, man, like, you know, this is, it really happened for one. And I'm happy that it did, because, you know, you, not only do you gain a guy who's physical, you know, who's a voice, who can play, who can hoop, who can guard, but you gain a guy like the team trusts, can lean on. And for me, it's a brother. So, you know, it's crazy that life comes at you like that full circle, and it's able to happen, you know, because that's not always the case. But I think my mom would definitely cry for sure when she hears him. And I know his mom will as well. His dad, Mr. Juan, I don't know if he'll cry. You know, he's always, you know,
I heard he was an OG.
He's an OG tough guy, but he might tear up. If he does, I'm going to call him out on it too. So we'll see.